Okay, welcome back, guys, to a brand new episode of Conversations from a Room. My name is Christian Lugo, and I host this podcast. I hope that everyone's doing well. It's been hard for everyone, and I know that this is a strange time that we live in. You know, I guess weird is an understatement, but I hope that everyone is continuing to show empathy for everyone they love and everyone that they're close to, and pretty much just anyone who needs it. I, for one, am getting pretty whacked up through this time. Find ways to keep yourself joyful. For one, I am watching Solo, a Star Wars story, as I edit this podcast now. And, you know, a good movie always puts me in a nice mood. So whatever is it you do to keep yourself calm and collected, you know, find those things. That's what we're doing every day. To some, it might be petting a cat or having a nice glass of whiskey. I prefer a White Claw, but that's just me. Anyways, I want to thank everyone for continuing to listen to this show. If you're a regular, if you're new to the show, welcome. Please proceed with caution. And for anyone who doesn't listen to this show, it's probably for the best. But once again, I hope everyone's doing well. I hope everyone's staying safe. And I love you guys. I don't know who you are and what you do, but whoever's listening, I truly love you. And thanks again. For anyone who wants to donate during this pandemic, I will attach a link to the episode notes where you can donate to the CDC. If you want to do a good deed and smoke some weed and then donate. I had to make the rhyme, guys. I'm sorry. Another great way to donate is to go to reformation.com. I believe it's The Reformation. And you can purchase mass to donate to any essential business, or you can purchase mass for yourself or your friends or your family. Because I guess that's a new thing that we have to do forever. It's just like a hat or a scarf these days, wearing a mask, like we're all Batman or women. Anyways, I hope you enjoy this episode. I get to catch up with a very dear friend of mine who lives in New Orleans. I'm checking up how are things going for him there and his fiance, who are supposed to be getting married in 5 months. So fingers crossed it all goes well. Not for the marriage. I know they're going to get married. I'm saying if the wedding will happen, which it will. I just want to put good vibes. Good vibes? Is it good vibes? Good energy. Good energy out there. That's what the kids are saying. All right, guys, I'm losing my momentum. I should probably go. But enjoy this brand new episode with my good friend, Michael Anaya. Hey, I'm gonna pour myself a glass. Do you want anything?
No. Actually, I should get something too then.
It's up to you. This is a guy who doesn't understand web chats. Hey, I'm going to get some water. Do you want any?
I'll take a cup. Yeah. No ice, though.
It's my midday, so I usually go for a little Jameson. So I'm going to pour myself
a little Jameson. Just to cap off the end of the sun. Well, actually, I guess you still have a few more hours of sun. Mine's going to start setting here soon.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know because I don't go outside.
That's smart. I don't do that usually. I only do it when I need to go buy lumber, baby.
Dude, you're a real Ron Swanson.
I don't know about that. I mean, I wish I could. That's the best comparison I've ever gotten for sure. But
yeah, that's awesome.
Eventually, one day, I'd like to have easy, Bubba. Everything's okay.
Is that a doggo?
That is. You want to see the doggo?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Bubba, look.
Oh my God, that is one beautiful animal. Look at that tail.
Yeah, it's a big old paintbrush. That tail.
Does your dog get nervous when people come over?
No, he loves it. Well, I mean, obviously now he's like longing for it so hard. He's obsessed with like people at this point, just because he wants so badly to be around friends and stuff.
Yeah, my dog has crazy amount of anxiety.
Really?
So, oh yeah, we can't have anyone over.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I know. Well, hey man, I appreciate you meeting up with me, dude. I know we've been wanting to chat and catch up for a while.
100%. I'm stoked, and I've been watching your Zoom calls with other people. So.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah. I know. I've been trying to do the podcast, and it's just been hard because, you know, I can't have anyone here, or I'm gonna Rachel might die. So I'm like, you know what? Everyone's doing the Zoom thing. Let me hop on and see if I can make it work. So it's been kind of fun, man.
Does Rachel have like pre-existing immune issues?
Oh, she's got asthma. She's got pretty bad asthma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
and she's also just like. She's like a bubble girl. Like, she just has everything. Like, we'll walk outside and she'll be like, my stomach hurts. We need to go back inside. I'll be like, oh my God. Everything. It's always something new.
Catherine has like 1,000 allergies. I think when she did like an allergy test when she was a kid, and they pricked her with like 58 different types of things, and like 54 of them were like horrible. Yeah. And she was like, well, great.
Are you more of a Shel Silverstein guy or a Dr. Seuss guy?
Seuss.
I think so. I have fond memories of my mom reading me Shel Silverstein when I was a kid.
I honestly, if I had to pick like an author that like defines my childhood, it's probably like Roald Dahl.
What's your favorite Roald Dahl book?
So James the Giant Peach is definitely one of them, but I think the movie contributes to that as well, because I used to always watch the movie when I was a kid. So maybe like, I really like Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Wait, that's a Roald Dahl story?
I think it is. Now I'm nervous.
I think you're right. I think you're totally right. I think I remember hearing that. I just, everyone associates Wes Anderson.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, and I also didn't, I like Wes Anderson films typically, but I didn't love that, I think, because I liked the book so much as a kid. And I was like, this is weird. This is too artsy for me, as you know.
That's so funny. I remember watching Fantastic Mr. Fox, and that was the movie that got me hooked onto Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
That was like our generation. I think we were old enough to respect films, and that was like our first dip into like the Wes Anderson world.
Yeah.
Because before that, it was like Royal Tenenbaums, but that was like the early 2000s.
Right. I watched that when I was so young, and I probably
didn't get it. Yeah.
Didn't get half of it.
Yeah. Like, why is everyone in this family so weird and dark?
This family's really odd. And then I realized as I'm getting older and older that all families are just fucking insane.
I feel like Fantastic Fox was the first introduction because it felt like a kid's movie almost.
Yeah. Shut up, curse. I just cursed.
Oh, yeah. You can say anything you want except for God damn it.
Dude, what are you doing? This is your channel, bro.
I'll have to edit that out.
It's like the Pee Wee Herman show when, you know, Pee-wee's Playhouse, when they have like the word that they can't say, and if someone says the word, they go, wee!
I never heard of Pee-wee Herman until Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Dude, Pee-wee's Big Adventure is a sick movie.
Honestly, I think I was watching, I think it was Jimmy Fallon, when they were talking about the movies that they've seen the most. He says, I've seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure the most out of any film. Oh, he was interviewing Joaquin Phoenix, and Joaquin Phoenix, his most seen movie was Step Brothers.
That's excellent. That's interesting, though. I wouldn't expect that from him.
Yeah, you would expect him to be like, oh, my movie, Her. I've seen it more than
I actually have watched The Joker every day since it came out.
Yeah. I am The Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think he would say, like, some French film from the 40s or something.
Right. Something super, like, art or, like, Babel.
But that makes me feel good, though, because a lot of times, like, I've been doing a lot of writing, especially now on the downtime, and I love writing comedy. But sometimes in order to find different strokes, you have to watch dark stuff.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know much about it, but I feel like tragedy just has such a good effect on comedy because you really can, you know, twist it. And some of my favorite laughter is shock laughter. Like, those
are that's jokes. Like, that's like the classic Seth Rogen films. Like, a lot of it is like shock laughter. Also, like, I've been ordering shit like crazy online. Like, I bought a new watch. Guess how much this watch was?
Let me see it again. Is it a Casio? What is it?
Yeah.
$18.
$12.
Damn. I thought I was lowballing it.
Dude, I was like shocked. I was like, $12? No way. And I got it. And I was like, this is the best watch I've ever owned. I'm so happy with it.
Like, I really wanted a Fitbit for the longest time. And then I was just like, first of all, I'm not fit, and I'm not even a little bit. And then I was just like, yeah, by the way, that's my comedy. It's that poor.
Yeah, you're starting to merge into dad humor.
Dude, and literally, I can't, like, for some reason, I look really good in a dad hat. I've got the body already rocking and rolling with the dad bod. And, like, I started doing...
Are you going to start wearing cashmere sweaters?
Seriously. I mean, it's the weirdest thing. But yeah, 100%. That's the walk I'm taking. I was going to ask you, though, do you have a movie that you've watched more than any?
Yeah, I always say Back to the Future, man. I'll go back and watch it every now and then. But I don't know, man. Like, I'll go back and watch. You know what movies I every few years I'll go back and watch is Star Wars. I love Star Wars.
Yeah, we just got through the first six movies We watched it in release order, so we went 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
And now that every single Star Wars film is on the platform, I'm like, yeah. If I watched it, how would you watch it? Would you watch it in release order or in timeline?
You know what's weird is I think there, I don't know if it's set like 6 or 7, there's like different way, which how many combinations can you read? Like how back and forth do you want to go?
I know.
Like the one where they want you to watch 4 and 5. And then once you figure out that he's the father, they want you to go back to 1, 2, and 3.
I don't know. Honestly, it's hard to tell how it would be better. Cause I feel like watching it in the timeline would be really cool.
Yeah.
But then it's cool to watch it as the release, because you could see the quality get better and better.
That's literally why I did it that way, because yeah. I was talking to Catherine, and I was like, listen, in the third movie, like in episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, they have some really excellently choreographed lightsaber duels. And when we go back to A New Hope as the next one, you're going to be really disappointed by everything.
By the way, can we just do Star Wars for the rest of the hour?
Yeah, sure.
So how has your life been during this quarantine, man?
It's been, if I'm being straight up, it's been fine. It's been, you know, it's just, it's definitely not easy. It's very hard to like not see friends and stuff like that. I think that, you know, aside from like the, you know, like every 2 weeks I've been going to Home Depot to get like just a big old stock of wood so I can try to build some stuff and make some money, because I'm in the service industry. So it's like, you know, I don't have a job right now and I'm one of the 38 plus million people that are without a job. So it's like, I'm taking advantage of, you know, whatever I can get for now. But at the same time, like I have a wedding coming up at the end of this year that I'm not even sure now is going to happen. You know,
do you guys have like a plan B if anything were to change, or how's that going?
So I told Catherine, like at the end of March, middle of April, like when it gets to like June 1st, we'll sit down and we'll see where everything's at. We'll call the person that's in charge of our venue and we'll, you know, see what kind of deposit we can get back, you know, like just basically have all our questions answered. Cause at this point it's just like, we'll cross the bridge when we get to it.
Yeah. Honestly though, if that were the case, I guarantee you everyone would totally understand. And they'd just be like, yeah, totally cool. We'll just let us know when we can, you know, let it happen. Has your town made any decisions on when lockdowns would be sort of lifted? Because we just got noticed today for Los Angeles that we're still going to be indefinite lockdown until July.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I mean, like, there will be some lifts for certain businesses, and we might be able to do certain things here and there, but it's still going to be, like, a mandatory lockdown until at least July.
Yeah, it was just kind of being pushed and pushed little by little as, you know, we found more stuff out about this virus. But our mayor recently came out and said that we're going to start, I think it starts on Friday, phase 1 of the reopening process. And like,
my dad said that for Miami, phase 1 of the reopening.
Yeah. I have no idea if I'm going back to work soon. We haven't gotten any sort of message. So kind of just like, you know, biding my time, but we're, you know, what am I really going to complain about? You know, I have an amazing house and all of the streaming services and a dog and a fiance, and it's like, all the food.
What are you looking for your post-quarantine like activity? Like your first activity is going to be getting married. You know what I mean?
That's another worry I have. It's just like, we don't want to have a wedding where people need to not be on the dance floor and need to be wearing masks. Like 100% no, we're not doing that.
Oh, huh. Life finds a way, my friend.
Right, exactly.
So when did you start making furniture?
When I was at Florida State, actually, like, I think one time I was on the way from Miami back to Tallahassee, I like stole my dad's circular saw and I was like, did some small pallet furniture. And I think I sold like 2 pieces and I was like, that's awesome. I had this one text feud with a woman who was like, yeah, you said you do like some custom pieces. And I was like, you know, just starting out as like a 19-year-old. And I was like, yeah, I can do whatever you need me to do. And she's like asking for very specific stuff. And I was like, yeah, so I don't have access to those specific materials. And she was like, well, you're trying to run a business. How is this a way to run a business? And I was just like, listen, I just want to like make a little extra cash, you know.
I can build you a chair.
Yeah.
Or I can build you a bench.
A bench.
Choose one.
Dude, the bench is my jam.
Like, yeah, I'm sure.
The bench.
Like, that's all you need.
I had a really sick table that had like 3 cubbies and it was rustic looking and it was beautifully stained. And it was, you know, it was a nice piece of furniture and someone came and bought it for more than I would ever pay for that. But since it's handmade and with solid wood, I get, you know, it's a commodity that I think people don't realize that building stuff is a lot easier than it seems. But then Catherine tells me the opposite. And she's like, you don't give yourself enough credit for like the things you can do. And I'm like,
you enjoy it for the craft. You're not trying to make a dollar out of it. You're just like, you know, give a man a chair and he sits for a day. Teach a man how to build a chair and he sits for a lifetime.
I like that. That's good.
All right. Cool. That's your new slogan.
But I don't know, if you give someone a chair, would you only sit on it for a day?
the guy who gave it to him needs it back at some point.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
Yeah, it's not his chair. He's got to build his own. Yeah. And do you have like a workshop or you just work at your house?
Yeah, just in my garage. So I basically cleared out like all of the trash. Like we got rid of a bunch of stuff a few months ago, like a massive, like, have you seen that show Marie Kondo?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, like tidying up.
Yeah, we just got rid of like all the stuff that we are always like, oh, we'll use it eventually. Like I had like all of my gym equipment that I'm like, I want to start getting back into the grind. And it's just like, what do I do? Let me do something that I actually really enjoy. And then I'm going to actually, you know, utilize the space. So I built like a nice big miter table that has, you know, a saw with the leveled surface and building up my tool supply and stuff like that. So it's just, it's, you know, little by little.
That's like Ron Swanson, you know, you don't really need a gym. He says that his source of exercise is lovemaking and woodworking. So
that's, I mean, those two things are, yeah, it's my only source of woodworking.
What's like some of the stuff you've been watching lately?
I last night and the night before, two nights in a row, I watched the movie Extraction.
The Netflix Chris Hemsworth one? What'd you think?
I watched it the first night because I was like, it's, you know, it's a shoot 'em up, blow 'em up movie. It looks awesome. It's got beautiful Chris Hemsworth in it. Like it can't.
Oh, for sure.
It could be a poor movie, but I'm going to enjoy it. I know I will.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's kind of something with me and movies and TV shows. If I'm going to invest time in something, you know, damn well I'm gonna find something that I enjoyed about it and walk out, you know, happy with it.
There's yeah, for sure.
Like two or three movies in my lifetime that I've been like, I can literally take nothing from.
I don't think there's actually a bad movie because I will watch movies nonsensically for no reason and I'll be like, I still enjoyed it because it was fun.
Some of my favorite movies are like the IMDb bottom 50.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, at the end of the day, you'll find something that you enjoy. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Extraction was the last two nights. I started watching Money Heist, which is sick.
Oh, I heard that's good. What is that about?
Dude, so it's this show about these Spanish money, you know, heist. It's a heist show. I don't know, they're robbers is what I'm trying to say.
I think my mom told me about it and she said that it's actually better to watch. I think you can watch like with English dubbed over, but it's better to watch it in Spanish with the subtitles.
Subtitles, 100%. I don't like, even if it's something that's like a very quick movie and it's like, you know, in a different language and I have to read the whole time, like sometimes if I'm not in the mood, I'll just be like, I don't really want to do a subtitle movie right now.
That's the thing, because a lot of the times, like even today, you know, you watch stuff kind of in the background while you're like, you know, doing stuff around the house. So with subtitles, it's hard because you have to pay attention.
Yeah, definitely. But I think that's also, it's awesome because, well, sometimes I don't know, sometimes when I'm really trying to like read through, it's a very intimate moment. It's tough because I want to be able to see both things because I really want to, I want that tight shot of the dude crying and I want to see what I want to see in depth what he's saying. I don't want to miss those things. So it's like, you know, it's kind of tough with subtitles in that regard, but this show just does a remarkable job. Yeah. Money Heist, Extraction, and Schitt's Creek. We just finished.
Oh, Schitt's Creek is great. Yeah, man, Eugene Levy. Oh my God, that guy's just fun to watch. And like Catherine O'Hara is just spot on, dude.
I have no idea.
She should get an Emmy for that character.
100%.
Yeah, because she's so good at it too. Yeah, I'm glad she's still doing stuff, man.
Yeah,
I'm glad she's
sure.
still around.
I mean, she's obviously, I mean, that's what a great character Moira is. Like, and I feel like just after watching her, I'm like,
it was almost made for that person.
Yeah.
I just rewatched School of Rock the other night. I love that.
Oh, dude, I love that. Yeah. I'm not cool enough.
Well, you're cool, man. You're the bee's knees.
Bee's knees? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great film, dude. And what else have I rewatched recently? That I tried starting to watch The Wicker Man this morning.
What is that?
That's the Nicolas Cage one that's supposed to be like, it's like the one who's got the bees on. He was like, not the bees.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I like how all of his movies are like, well, a lot of them are like that variety where you're just like, this is so over the top and cheesy.
Oh, but it's great.
It so works for a lot of his films.
I was telling Rachel she has to watch Face Off. She hasn't seen it yet.
Face Off's good. I like that movie.
It's actually a great movie.
I do actually really like that movie. I actually am a fan of the first National Treasure.
Oh, yeah. That movie was good. It was like the first Pirates. Like, the first one's really good, but the rest of them aren't that great.
Yeah, I didn't love the rest. The rest of them, I'm like, where's Keira Knightley in this scene? What did they do with Orlando Bloom? You know? Hell yeah.
Did you watch that series that he was on Amazon Prime? It was like Carnival or something like that. It was a really, really shitty show. But whatever.
Sick, I'll look into it. Does anyone ever like offer you, they're like, oh my God, this is not good. Try this.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Why would Rachel does it all the time. She's like, oh God, this, ugh, try this. And I'm like, Why? Yeah. You just advertise it as a bad thing.
I no longer want to. Yeah.
I can see that it's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
But anyways, give it to me. I'm going to try it.
I do want to smell it, actually.
Yeah, I do want some.
Yeah, please give me the trash.
Have you been listening to, like, any new music or anything? Anything that...
Yeah, so super thanks to my friend Sarah. I, like, for the last few months, have been really into the 1975. I've kind of known about them for a while, and I think maybe I'd heard a song or two at some point, and then I started listening to them pretty regularly, and they just have so much different sounding stuff that it's so appealing to me, because I'm like, I'm fine to dislike a song by them and go to the next song and I might love it.
What are they? Are they like alternative or rock?
Yeah, it's a rock. It's a pop rock group. You know,
it feels like one of those bands that I see all the time, but I've never had a chance to listen to.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Do you listen to specific music when you build? Is that like important to you that you have to have like the right tunes? Like music obviously sets a mood.
Kind of whatever I feel like that day. I do love the Spotify feature where they give you like your top played songs from 2016, 2017, 2018. Dude, they're so all over the place in terms of like, I'll have like a metal song and then a show tune and then an acoustic song and then like Pearl Jam, six songs in a row. It's like so weird, man.
People always complain that like you never want to put your music on shuffle because it's so different, but some days it's like, yeah, you need that sort of variety.
I like it. It kind of like separates things a little bit. Sigrid's really good, by the way. You should listen to Sigrid.
Sigrid?
Sigrid. Sigrid.
Are they, they sound like heavy metal.
She's a Norwegian like pop star.
Oh, hell yeah.
She is so good. And her live shows that I've watched online are so entertaining.
That sounds Sigrid, awesome, man. Dude. I got to check that out for sure.
Is cool. She is really cool and she's funny and down to earth and stuff because I know her personally through her YouTube
channel. Yeah.
I always feel like it's funny. People are like, oh, that guy's so cool. He's so nice. And I'm like, he could be a huge dick.
Hey, as long as they pull, honestly, at this point, as long as they pull it off, man, it's all, you know, have to get the people's vote. That's all it is. But as soon as I make it big, I'm going to be the biggest dick. Oh my God.
I hope so.
Have you listened to King Gizzard
and the Lizard Wizard? That's weird. That's so weird. I've listened to some of their stuff and it's real. Like some of it's really good. Some of it's a little bit too like, all right, let's get on with it.
They're like one of those bands that every album is completely different.
But I mean, yeah, I'm in the garage. I have plenty of time just to listen to.
Yeah, put
music,
those guys on, man. They're fun to listen to.
I'll do that for sure.
And what about a book? Have you read anything lately?
So do I really have it right here? That's so weird. It's like the one book I've read in the past. Actually, I think I've read two books in the past 3 weeks.
That's quick, man.
Which I read this book. This one's called The Woman in the Window. Yeah, it's a good one. It's like I like thriller.
Like murder mystery?
Yeah, like thrillers are like my favorite. Yeah, what about you?
I'm reading a book right now called Blood Meridian. So it's got like that sort of Wild West old school, like grungy feel to it. It's like, it's the same guy who wrote Old Country for Old Men. No Country for Old Men.
It's an old country and it's only for old men.
All right, ready? Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra.
Coen Brothers or Tarantino?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think I have to go Tarantino.
Disney World or Universal Studios?
Universal.
All right. Owen Wilson or Luke Wilson?
Wow.
So you just did the Owen Wilson catchphrase, so I guess
that's what I'm doing. Yeah, it has to be Owen because that's my favorite catchphrase.
Cool, man.
Wow.
The Office or Parks and Rec?
Office, for sure.
Friends or How I Met Your Mother?
How I Met Your Mother. I actually, I know this is a quick fire thing, but like, I just have to say, I'm not on the Friends train. Friends fans are like also the diehard Friends fans that have always been, you know, so it's like the nostalgia kind of wraps it up. I think that a lot of people would enjoy Seinfeld these days, but like, people don't watch that anymore because it's semi-dated. But like back in the day when I used to watch Seinfeld, it was like my favorite comedy show.
I started watching it on Hulu, but I still haven't caught up.
Yeah, I don't, they have it on Hulu?
Yeah, they have the entire series on Hulu. Yeah, dude.
Oh my God, that's sick. I thought the only way I could watch that was like the DVDs that my mom still has at the house.
Yeah. Really quick, another great series that I forgot to mention this in the TV shows, but I just finished watching Atlanta and that's on Hulu. If you haven't seen it, that is a phenomenal show. I totally recommend it.
I mean, yeah, I should definitely check it out. Everything that guy touches is gold, it seems like.
And I think it's for writing and like artistic value, it's a great show. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Perfect. Whiskey or beer?
I shouldn't drink whiskey, but whiskey is my number one favorite spirit, 100%. I love whiskey, my favorite. But for some reason, if I accidentally extend or purposely extend beyond my threshold, like, it's usually just not going to be a great night. Like, it usually does not end well when I drink bourbon in excess, which I guess you really just shouldn't drink in excess.
Well, I guess for your wedding present, I'm getting you whiskey.
It's like, don't do it.
Have you seen, like, those obnoxious, like, those giant, like, Costco bottles of whiskey?
Dude, Costco, and honestly, a lot of the Costco, like, distributors, like the Kirkland stuff, pretty good stuff.
Yeah, like, it's like the store brand. Like, remember Publix store brand stuff? It's, if not the same, better.
It's better, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Publix, dude.
Publix, man, Publix. Dude, let's, moment of silence for Publix real quick. Okay. That was beautiful.
I liked it.
Good job. I'm going to edit that in the podcast so it's 10 minutes long. I appreciate you logging in with me and doing this, man. I know it took a while.
Dude, of course. No.
It was nice to catch up and stuff.
Yeah, I think that more than anything.
I'm glad to see that you guys are doing well and you guys are staying safe and that, you know, you guys are just kind of like going through your business, doing your thing.
Our thing, man.
But I miss you, dude. I hope everything works out with the wedding, and I hope, you know, sooner or later we can all get together and have a good time. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, dude. I cannot wait to see you. I'm, you know, just hoping for that hopeful, inevitable meeting again.
It's been fun, dude. I think that's pretty much everything I wanted to talk about with you.
Awesome, man.
Last question. What is your favorite noise?
I like the old, like in the cartoons when someone would get an erection, like the wah, 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 wah. Like the boing.
That's a great noise. There's something very comforting about that.
Right? Boing. And people can still do that this day. And I'm like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I guess that's pretty much it. Do you want to, I always just say, hey, do you want to promote yourself and whoever listens to the show?
I want to promote that I sell wood furniture, and I have...
You have a website?
I just have a Facebook. It's called m.a.designs.woodworking. It's like the URL. I'll send you a link. And then I'll say for sure, buy Color Street from my fiance.
Color Street?
Do you know what Color Street is?
No, what is that?
Dude, it's 100% nail polish strips.
Oh, very cool. I'm going to invest in that for myself.
You should, by the way, because it's a wonderful product. Am I doing well? Yeah, awesome. Her thing is... Nola Nails and Mermaid Tails. So.
Oh, beautiful. I love that.
I got you covered. I'll send you both.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I've been smiling the whole time over there, just listening to y'all.
But I'll let you go, man.
You,
always a pleasure catching up with you, buddy. You're still one of my best friends, and I can't wait to see you soon, man.
100%, man, for life. I love you, dude. I'll holler at you soon, all right?
Much love, bro. I'll talk to you soon.
Peace.
All right, buddy. Thanks again.